If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. I am Sean Ross Sapp. This is your WWE Raw post show for April 7th, 2025. We have one more WWE Raw ahead of WrestleMania. I will be here both nights of WrestleMania, along with Jeff Hawkins, giving you a great post show. Very excited for that. I'm going to be anchoring down the fort here from the studio. We got Joel Pearl going to WrestleMania week events. You'll be able to see him if you are at Circa Las Vegas. We'll tell you more about that later on. But by God, you all are here right now. I want you guys to leave a thumbs up. I want to hear what you guys liked about the show, what you didn't like about the show. We're going to have a bunch of exclusive news. We are in the middle of a two-week stretch in a row, no days off for shows. I think we are going to have a period from, I think it is March 31st through April 26th, where we have one day that there isn't a show, where there isn't a podcast that Fightful is doing, a post-show podcast. Man, every night, Raw, SmackDown, NXT, TNA, although they did miss theirs last week, even though some big stuff happened. But every single night, we got you guys covered. Not just that, we got a bunch of interviews dropping. We got Izzy. We just filmed that one today. That one's going to be a really good one. You all are going to love that. But we had the Tony Khan media call, Speedball Mike Bailey with Grapsity, Luke Curtis last week. We had Ed from Squared Circle Expo telling you guys how some of the biggest wrestling conventions are put together. We had Brian Danielson recently look at Dark Side of the Ring. We also had a look at LJN Black Cards and the first wrestling action figures ever, the Poppy Japanese wrestling figures. If you're into cards, that one's of interest in, of you as well. But we are here to talk WWE Monday Night Raw. Let's go ahead and get into it. I want to thank our moderator, Luis, for gathering the super chats and humper chats for this show, which honestly I thought was a pretty good show. It wasn't like a loaded show or anything. You know what I mean? There was no Cena. There was no Cody. There was no Roman. A lot of people that hadn't been on or in person for these last couple of shows. And we got the unfortunate news the other day that Kevin Owens sidelined with a neck injury. And you hate to see that, man. I mean, that takes a big part away from WWE. And we'd certainly wish him the best. But Sami Zayn hasn't been around lately either. That's interesting. No Logan Paul tonight. We'll be okay. We'll be okay. But a lot of other people there at WWE Monday Night Raw tonight. We had our scoops thread up on FightfulSelect.com. How about this? Do you have $5.99 right now? Would you like to invest that $5.99 and turn it into $0, but have wrestling scoops for a month? Well, then FightfulSelect.com is for you. A plethora of wrestling scoops. Quite frankly, The most aggregated wrestling podcast in existence is the Q&A show that I drop every single Monday. We did that today, over 45 minutes answering your questions. There is not a more accessible wrestling news outlet out there than FightfulSelect.com. I hung out over there in the Raw live chat tonight as well. That was a great time. I'm trying to go over there every time that I'm covering one of these live shows. And it's been really great talking with you guys. But FightfulSelect.com, listen, it's going to be stacked heading into Mania. Every single day, probably at least two stories, exclusive stories that you guys can keep your eyes on. But we have KE775 says, normally try to be positive, but the build of this WrestleMania has not been good at all on either show, with the exception of Naomi and Jade. I think it's been hit or miss, and there have been some spots that do hit really well, and then there will be weeks where it just goes without hitting real well. I think that Gunther and Jey Uso have peaked over the last couple of weeks. I think they really have, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But we do have a super chat related to a Fightful Select story. Sorry if missed. Have things changed with Cobb? Nope. Be patient on that one. Time will be very kind to us on that. But I look at that, the Naomi and Jade one. Naomi's killing it. I like the proceed with caution catchphrase that she's got going on. Really, really like that. But I think that they've done a phenomenal job there. And I think WrestleMania is going to be a fun wrestling card. I'm wondering how WrestleMania looks as they try to wedge celebrities in. Because, listen, it's always going to be a thing that they sort of do. But Jesus Christ, man. In this era, especially with what we saw tonight, oh, boy. Oh, boy. Not thinking it's going to be too hot in that regard. The pacing might be bad. Are there any internal conversations about the lack of black male singles talent on the main roster and PLEs? It's glaring at this point. There was some internal conversation when it got brought up prior, like a few months ago. There was some internal conversation, and then you saw them quickly try to rectify it. But it's like, I don't buy the, oh, well, it's who deserves it and blah, blah. You script the show. You decide who on within the context of the program deserves it or not. So absolutely not. I haven't heard of any heavy discussion about it or anything like that. But it's something that I'm constantly asking about. Ahead of us getting into this review, check out our great friends at NordVPN. If you aren't watching wrestling with NordVPN.com/Fightful, you are not watching wrestling in the best way. I know times are tough. Money is tight. NordVPN.com/Fightful can eliminate your cable bill if you just watch wrestling. You can watch Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and PLEs on Netflix by changing your virtual location with just one click. You can watch pay-per-views at a much more affordable price when you change that virtual location and get the prices they're getting overseas. In addition, all the wonderful features that we haven't even mentioned. But right now, you save big. 4 extra months free and a 30-day money-back guarantee when you use NordVPN.com/Fightful. By the end of this subscription, you're going to be saving money. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Just cancel your cable at this point. Listen, a lot of our audience got to watch SmackDown as it aired in the UK because of NordVPN. I'll tell you what I loved. In our Raw live chat on Discord, everybody you could tell was watching the NordVPN version overseas of WWE Raw tonight as well. But let's jump into Raw. Adam Pearce comes out and addresses the women's world title picture with Io Sky, Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair. I mean, I've always thought that Bianca Belair was a complete package, but the way that she has stepped up her promo game in recent weeks has been next level. And what I like about what Bianca has done is it sort of retconned a little bit of the pettiness that Rhea Ripley, her character, has exhibited throughout this. And I think that's something they needed to do, because the way they got here didn't really look good for anybody but Io. And then Bianca kind of went with the flow and really started to cut these just like really aggressive promos towards people. Because for a lot of the time, she'd just be like, go with the flow. Yeah, sure, whatever. And she's not happy about how all this unfolded. At this point, she doesn't care that Rhea Ripley is in the match. Like, she wants Rhea Ripley in the match. But also, she's not happy that it took all this to get here. You know what I mean? Like, it's really shining through in her work. Like, her promo work here tonight was so good. Io Sky continues to be completely ignored. And she does a springboard dropkick onto Rhea. And at the time, I was like, oh my God, is Rhea going to make it to this match? Like, fractured orbital, broken nose, whatever. The people that I spoke to backstage, and I had mentioned this on my Twitter subscriptions and in the Discord, that it was largely, it looked like she was all right, in good spirits, all that good stuff. But it was something that a lot of people went, oh, shit, is she okay? But, you know, tough woman. I'm digging the build to this. It's just there have been a couple missteps here and there that I do think they could have done a little bit better. Don't think they could have done much better with Lyra Valkyria and Bayley. Whew. This is what you need out of the Intercontinental Championship. Two wrestlers going in there and wrestling and giving everything they could. Now, what I am going to say is, Bayley getting this shot doesn't make any sense, because her last match was a month ago, where she lost a top contendership match to Raquel Rodriguez for the IC title. Her last match before that, Elimination Chamber, another top contendership match for a title. Her match before that, title shot, NXT, Fatal 4-Way, didn't win it. NXT, Cora Jade beat Bayley. You have to go back to February, and they mentioned this in the match. Bayley hadn't won a match in 2 months. And immediately when I heard that, I go, well, why is she in a title match then? Why did they, it's bad enough that they booked her like that, but why did they bring it up? Now, what you could say is that Bayley beat Lyra in the Elimination Chamber qualifier a couple months ago. And that as a result of that, that's how Bayley gets the opportunity. But then again, that wouldn't make any sense, because they already had her lose to Raquel. So that being said, they still book the contenders like absolute dog shit. It's horrible. Horrible. And the match, though, holy crap. What a phenomenal match. This was incredible. Oh, man. I just saw this in my chat. Oh, man. R.I.P. Kevin Castle, man. He was certainly a trailblazer in the wrestling podcasting space. That's horrible. That is horrible, man. Sending my love to his family and fans. I mean, listen, there were a lot of times, man, on YouTube when you went online and you searched for wrestling stuff, wrestling talking points, anything like that, you were going to get a Don Tony and Kevin Castle clip that came up. Ah, that's horrible. That is really unfortunate, man. Rest in peace, Kevin Castle. That's, hate to hear that, man. Oh, tell your people you love them, man. So Bailey, Lyra, they slugged it out, man. They threw everything at the wall in this match. There were some really good spots. The tornado DDT, the gut wrench powerbomb, which they kept calling a finisher of Lyra's, and it was not a finisher. Absolutely not a finisher. Don't know why they said that, but the fisherman suplex. But I love the rolling Bailey bomb into the corner. But let me tell you who also did a great job. First off, Bailey put on one of the best Boston crabs you'll ever see, and then like a modified lion tamer. But the ref, Danilo, I believe it was, is that his name? Sold me on the finish in the Boston crab two or three times. Because they were about to call the end, and then he went over. Not finished. What a phenomenal, outstanding, like fake there. The knees were really good there. What a great fake out. What a great fake out. I'm just happy Liv and Raquel didn't interfere in this. And then they said on commentary, oh, I swear I was about to be like, what? Oh, well, Bailey passed on the handshake but hugged her. That's a good thing because they're teaming up this Friday and the winners get a shot at Liv and Raquel at Mania. If they put a champion against a champion at WrestleMania, I am going to scream. Oh, brother, am I going to scream. WWE promoted and streamed Mania 6 last night. Was that a form of counter-programming? No, not whatsoever. No, it's just them releasing digital content and all that stuff. Like, yeah, I do know what's happening. No, that was not counter-programming or anything remotely resembling counter-programming. What's the status with Bliss? Why is she absent? We had some more on FightfulSelect.com about it, but it was a situation where she came back and they brought her back abruptly and they were working her into some creative. They had some plans. Then they had the Wyatts off TV, and now the Wyatts aren't necessarily planned to come back before WrestleMania that I've heard. So from what I had understood, they were just like, yeah, well, maybe we bring back the Wyatts at or after WrestleMania, and she was going to be involved with them.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Guesses on Randy match, Aldis or a bald Karrion. I don't know why people are saying Karrion Kross needs to go bald. Like, no. If it's for like a big story or he said for charity, Aldis would be good. Rusev literally crushing him would be good. Malakai Black, Aleister Black would be good. I think those are all good possible options there. Backstage, you had Bert Kreischer being approached by American Made, but he says he's not here to see them. And then Otis shows up and they tear off their shirts with one another. Harmless. He was a good celebrity spot there too, drinking a beer. Crowd loved him. They didn't care for the Love is Blind people or the other Netflix people, though. AJ Styles is backstage and Karrion Kross interrupts. He's like, oh, we need to see the real AJ Styles. We need to see the one that I know about. And AJ's like, all right, homeboy, you want the real AJ Styles? You're going to get him next week, and we're going to face off with each other. And Cross was saying, he's like, why do you want this so bad? Cross is like, we need it. You can't let him win. We need this version of you. I'm like, okay. Karrion Kross hates Logan Paul. I think that's what it is. They're going to have a match next week, and Kross is thrilled about it. Like, he's not cowering away. He's happy to fight. He is all too happy for this. And listen, he has become a really, really great on-screen character. I am digging it so much, man. He has proven himself to be like a guy that was not over. Nobody seemed to care about on the show. And now he's a guy that people look forward to see. Roman Reigns will also be back next week. Ludwig Kaiser. Oh boy. This is the international exclusive, which you could watch with NordVPN.com/Fightful. He said, I wanted to address the elephant in the room on what was said last week. Ludwig Kaiser is still the fastest rising star in WWE. Clearly teasing that he was going to bring up Charlotte and Tiffany Stratton. We had a whole bunch of news on that on FightfulSelect.com and the SmackDown post show. But go ahead and subscribe if you want some details behind that. I got more coming this week, too. A lot of people looked at that and they're like, man, Tiffany had to do that. I was like, yeah, okay. But whatever they ended up doing was not what was planned. What a mess that was. It was rough, bro. It was rough. And Ludwig Kaiser says there are going to be consequences for him not having a WrestleMania match. Let's talk about this damn trios match, because it ruled, man. So it was El Grande Americano and American Made trying to convince everybody that it's not Chad Gable. Chad's not out there. And there were, this is Gable, no, it's not, chance. What I admire is the fact that El Grande Americano is working like lucha style. he wanted to switch up his style for this, and he did, and it worked. This was incredibly paced. And listen, the Creeds are going to be able to hold it together as a team with the LWO. They're going to work this high speed, high fast paced rather, type of match, and they were there the whole time. And they're phenomenal bases for LWO flying everywhere. That triple tope con hilo. There was that spot. What would you all call that? It was like a doomsday Spanish fly on Grande Americano. I can't believe I'm calling him by that name. On Grande. Or was it like a... I'd have to take a look at it. I don't even know if it went the way that it was supposed to go, but it looked incredible. It looked incredible. It was fantastic. Ivy Niles slips Grande a plate and diving headbutt gets the win. Listen, I don't need to see a diving headbutt ever again. Oh, Grande reversed it into a belly to belly. Okay. Okay. Whatever it was, it looked breathtaking. Thank you, NG Wood. But it looked incredible. I couldn't tell what the hell happened. I just know I was visually stimulated from what we saw. And again, I don't want to see diving headbutts. First off, it's not a convincing move. Don't care for it. But also, you know, the ramifications that often emanate from such a thing. That Cruz del Toro corkscrew to the outside. Damn, man. What a move. And This is interesting because a lot of the supporting cast that helped build up this feud are not going to be on WrestleMania. But you're going to have Ray, who said he didn't want Gable, he wanted Grande Americano. I would have loved if Adam Pearce was like, well, I'm sure Gable will be disappointed to hear that, but okay. Luis brings up the Escalera tope from Joaquin off of Julius and Cruz's back. This was a kick-ass match. This is a go-out-of-your-way-to-see match right here. This is one I think everybody should have watched on this show, and it's one of those that you look at and you're like, okay, why not build up some contenders by doing some matches like that underneath? Can we not do that? Because El Grande Americano gets the win here. The Creed sure could use a win one of these days. The Creeds could stand to pick up a win. So could LWO. Maybe if you show me a 5-second clip and say, oh, they won on main event last week. Like, do something. Show me that they matter. That's what I want to see. Get in those super chats. Get in those humper chats. My friend, big week on Fightful today. We had Grapsody reviewing Dynasty this afternoon. We've got Steph DeLander on Tuesday talking about TNA, Gail Kim's departure, PCO smashing the title belt, how she felt about it, her new book, all kinds of good stuff. I believe Wednesday we're going to drop the new Fightful Presents video looking at Sonny Siaki, former WCW, TNA, and WWE developmental talent who sacrificed his career to save a life. And then on Thursday, we'll have an interview with a pretty prominent New Japan talent ahead of Windy City Riot. Then on Sunday, it looks like we'll have Izzy Moreno, the 2024 Fightful Rookie of the Year. It was a wonderful conversation I had with her today. So proud of her. So proud of that kid. Lots of stuff here on YouTube.com/Fightful. And also I encourage you guys, check out our other social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. We're using them way more. We're about to sign a deal with TikTok. Going to have some cool stuff over there. Oh, I loved this Jey Uso promo. Gunther comes out. He's such a smarmy dick in this. But he doesn't really say much of anything. Wearing a red tie that Michael Cole ties to the fact that he made Jimmy Uso bleed. Jey Uso comes out. He's wearing all black. And he is not happy. He's not yeeting. He's not dancing. He's not doing anything. McAfee and Cole were, but Uso was not. And he looked at Gunther and he goes, you got a family? What do y'all talk about? You got a mom? What kind of conversations do you have? Because the conversation I had with my mom is, why did Jimmy get hurt? And he said he's never lied to his mom, but he had to because he couldn't tell her that he was afraid of Gunther. But he's not afraid anymore. And he's ready for WrestleMania. Now, the first like 3-4 weeks of this feud, it was very formulaic. It was the same. It was, quite frankly, boring. You have the initial Jey selecting Gunther thing. That's cool. But then it's match, post-match beatdown every week, 3 or 4 weeks. And then finally last week, it got some heat. I think 2 weeks ago, it got some heat. Once Jimmy Uso stepped up and then Jimmy slapped Gunther, I was like, okay, here we go. Then last week, you had the match, probably Jimmy's best in a while, singles. But they got really raw and emotional with it, no pun intended. And then this week, this promo. I wonder what they're going to do to tie it all together next week. Like, and also, do they have everybody on the SmackDown before Mania? It's that long-ass show. Everybody's going to be in town, so why not, right? Need to have that as, like, your you need to do something on that. So next week, I'm looking forward to having some good stuff on it. Hope it's not going to be all filler. Hope it's not going to be just a commercial for WrestleMania. But I thought that Gunther and Jey Uso, specifically Jey Uso, knocked it out of the park in this promo. And I think that Jimmy, Jey, and Gunther have all done so well over the last 3 weeks in helping take this from a repetitive, redundant, seen-it-all-before story to something that I really enjoy and am emotionally invested in. Gunther also like added a lot of gravity to this. Well done. Well done. Adil says Bliss Render still in Raw's WWE World advert. Why? Listen, I don't run WWE World. I don't have an answer to that. I'm sorry. There's no big conspiracy about this. It's creative stuff. And she's not like refusing to do anything. There's no issues in that regard. K775 says, does Becky return as a surprise at Mania or Raw after Mania? I suspect she's going to want payback on Liv. I think the time is right for her return. At this point, I think that she is going to be a Raw after Mania surprise, but I would get her on Mania if I could. Like, let's look at the WrestleMania cards right now. And of course, our great partners at BetOnline.ag have lines up for this. Please bet what you can, and please bet responsibly at BetOnline.ag, which have the VIP rewards. They got the highest limits, rebet functionality, the fastest payouts, all that stuff. You can compare their competitors right there on the site. They got John Cena favored to win there. Man, we're going to give you a full rundown of these next week, but BetOnline.ag, whether it be March Madness this past month, UFC, the NBA playoffs about to get going, NHL playoffs as well. BetOnline.ag. We gave you all, I think, 5 lock picks on FightfulSelect.com, and all of them hit. We are 25 for 25 with our BetOnline picks, and they say bring it on. They said, let's go. Let's do it. As we're about to see Florida likely take the NCAA championship. You hate to see it. Hate to see it as an SEC team. But listen, next year, I'm going to be putting some money on Kentucky. That's for sure. BetOnline.ag. Right now, there are 11 matches for WrestleMania. 11 of them. Tiffany Charlotte, I got Tiffany winning that. Gunther Jey Uso, I got Jey. Io Bianca Rhea, I got Io, so Bianca and Rhea can continue. AJ and Logan Paul, I think Logan wins. LA Knight, Jacob Fatu. Either Jacob Fatu wins or Solo costs him. Liv and Raquel, I think somebody will probably beat them. Jade versus Naomi, I would have Naomi win that match. Rey Mysterio versus El Grande Americano. I think Americano is going to win that. Braun Breaker, Penta, Balor, and Dominic. I could see Dominic winning that match. I really could. Reigns, Punk, Rollins. I think Punk probably wins that one. And then Cody Rhodes, John Cena. I think John Cena wins that. Make your picks at BetOnline.ag. Duckman says, Jey absolutely nailed his promo. Hell yeah, he did, man. Hell yeah, he did. So I feel like there's a lull for you guys. Like, even the chat's a little less active, all that stuff. It does feel like there's a bit of a lull. I'm sure a lot of people are tired from last night's AEW show, AEW marathon show that went forever. Aubrey and Dad Talk Wrestling say, is it just me, or do you think the match with Jey and Gunther will be better than the match with Cody and Cena? They are going to be, I think, different types of matches. Well, maybe not. I would imagine smoke and mirrors surrounding the Cody and Cena thing. with Jay and Gunther, I think Ludwig gets involved, and then I think that Jimmy gets involved and helps Jay win the title. That's what I'm expecting. And do we see The Rock at Mania? I think we do. I think so. How do you not? How would the audience not feel ripped off after that? You know what I mean? After investing in that story. It's very interesting that he's not popped up. He's barely been mentioned. There's very little discussion of him. But I think that Jay and Gunther, I mean, listen, it's all subjective, so you can decide what you like regardless. But I think he's got to be involved. I think The Rock's got to be involved in somehow, and that's going to elevate that match for a lot of people. Without Bayley was looking at the title, what do you think about her turning heel to face Lyra at Mania and goes to mentoring Rocks with their history? I love that idea, Bad Robot. I think that's a phenomenal idea. I wish they would do that. I think that would be a really, really good one. Listen, Izzy, in the interview I did with her today, she's like, yo, I turn 18 on May 1st, and I'm interested in seeing what is out there as far as contracts. And I don't know if you've seen that kid work. She should be under an ID deal in pretty short order, I would imagine. I would say so. But Roxanne should have been up and probably working a match there anyway. Rafael Garcia says, is it just me or has wrestling been weird of late? Not entirely sure, but to my recollection, it was the first time Io stood tall at the end of a three-person segment, and they're billing a guy from a body of water. Why am I watching a fish man? And Luis says, to be fair, not even Fishman and Hijo del Fishman build themselves from a body of water, and their gimmick is that they are Fishman. Huh. Are there any other mermaid characters out there? Are there any other, like, Aquaman characters that I missed? Shark Boy. Where was Shark Boy billed from? I'm going to look. I think it was just Cincinnati. I think they just billed him from Cincinnati. How was he able to date no? No, he's billed from 20,000 leagues under the sea and the deep blue sea. So there we go. Yeah, he was like from Dayton and Cincy. He was from my area. Man. Tim Traver, good friend of the Diecast Collective, says, my best friend and I not going to Backlash in St. Louis. The ticket's too high for us. We're going to watch it from home. Tim, you are in a situation that many, many wrestling fans are in right now. And that is effectively, if not only being priced out, being like, you know what? Not doing that. And I think that has disenfranchised an awful lot of longtime wrestling fans that, you know, were loyal to pro wrestling. And Tim, I know you are a fan that certainly has been loyal, not just to wrestling, but to us over years. And the tickets are insane. It's insane. And I just feel bad for people that have stuck with WWE through their highs and lows and now do not get to enjoy their highs in person. War Raiders lost to New Day via DQ as New Day tried to get a chair involved. Good action while it happened. Shitty finish. They'll run it back at WrestleMania. And listen, the crowd will be hot for New Day there. But like, they have got to put something better creatively in here. Now, what I would do is have New Day come to the aid of the War Raiders. Have Big E come to the aid of the War Raiders because they both had severe neck injuries like him. Kofi and Xavier need to cut promos about their necks. Say, we're going to do to you exactly what happened to Big E. And hear me out. Maybe Big E should turn as well. I don't know. I think it would kind of undo the great promo that New Day did. Wish we could undo Tony Hinchcliffe on commentary. Like, listen, I already hate the inflammatory things he says. I've heard some of his stand-up. Like, he's got some funny stand-up stuff. Him on commentary was not good. FightfulSelect.com broke the news that he would be on commentary. It was bad. He was trying to tell jokes like, oh, the first match that Michael Cole called was David versus Goliath. He was trying to heal, saying that Big E was dead weight and all that stuff. It wasn't good. Stand-up comedians are rarely good on commentary. Wrestling fans are way smarter than given credit for. Like, the joke doesn't need to be, here's the joke. I'll give you guys an example. I was in Las Vegas where I checked out Circa Las Vegas, which is where Joel Pearl's staying. Check out their incredible Circa Las Vegas events and Circa Mania events. Chris Van Vliet busted open. Also, a number of other things. They got cabanas you can rent to watch WrestleMania in. Great stuff at Circa Mania. But while I was there, I went to Meow Wolf Omega Mart, and our tour guide, wonderful gentleman, but he explained every subtle joke, and I was like, that takes the enjoyment out of it. This was beat over our head, and it just wasn't good. Wasn't good. Baden says, love the show. Is Orton working Mania? I would be surprised if he doesn't work Mania. Like, maybe Sammy, if I don't know if Sammy's hurt or anything like that. Sammy, Rusev, maybe Aleister Black could show up again. I think that would be the way to go. So the only thing stiffer than Michael Cole is Big E's neck. That's a line that Hinchcliffe said. Well, that's not true. Could be stiff as something else when you use Blue Chew and the code Fightful. Backstage, we got the Judgment Day promo. And Liv's like, you know what? I just thought it was better to increase our chances and have Dominic and Finn Balor in this Intercontinental title match. Yeah, boys. At FightfulSelect.com, best $5.99 a month in the business, reported that they were doing this match at WrestleMania as opposed to Penta versus Braun, which a few people did push for, I'm told. But you got this promo, and Finn right now is playing nice. He and Dom are like, all right, we'll see how it goes. And then Penta beat Dom, which he should. But listen, all due respect to Penta and Dom. Penta is killing it in WWE. He's doing great. He's wonderful. Dominic is, again, I think, has exceeded expectations, wildest expectations. But goddamn, this Braun Breaker spear was one of the filthiest things you will ever see. Carlito rolls out of the ring. People say, why is Carlito there? For stuff like this, my friend. Oh, Braun Breaker, that boy was getting it going down that aisle. Oh, I could not imagine the fear that would exist in my heart watching Braun Breaker. And listen, I want to say this. Braun Breaker took incredible care of Carlito on this spot as well. But he launches himself into midair. Bam, cracks, and does a flip. Now, for years, we have seen a lot of wrestlers do the flipping spear. And I have never seen one look good. I don't like the flipping, rolling spear. I think the spear is one of the most overused moves in wrestling. This was one of the most insane spears I have ever seen in my entire life. I'd put this up there with Nunzio at the Royal Rumble 04. I put it up there with that. Whew. What a disgusting spear. Then he went in and hit Dominic and Penta with one as well. You got Finn trying to run in, and he stopped in his tracks. Sorry, I hit my mic there. Bron Breakker, man. I would have him lose the title at WrestleMania without getting pinned. And then I will have him immediately go for the world title, whether it's Gunther or Jay. Bron Breakker is so beyond ready as a top guy. And you have Penta right there, ready to be this new Intercontinental Champion. And if not Penta, Dominic is ready too. And if not Dominic, Finn Balor can slide in and continue feuding with those two. Really dug this. Lord Zyker sent a humper chat and said, percent chance of Finn winning at Mania. Well, 25%. I would put his chances of winning probably third. I think the order of chance is Dominic, Penta, Finn, Braun. And the reason I think that is Dominic pins Finn based on something that Braun and Penta do. And those two, that way Penta and Braun don't take pins. Dominic picks up the win and Finn is livid. That's what I expect. Bad Robot says Braun's match can't be the same night as Jay. Sorry. So I know there have been like some unofficial reports, but here's how I'm looking at the WrestleMania card. We know Rollins, Cena, Punk is night one. Rollins, Punk, Reigns is night one. Cody, Cena, night two. Here's what I assume. Because one triple threat match is night one, I assume the women's triple threat goes night two. Because the world title match for the men is on night one, or night two. God, I am so confused right now. I'm gonna reset this. Reigns, Punk, Rollins, night one. That means to me, hunch, women's world title, triple threat is night two. Which would mean that Charlotte and Tiffany, night one. John Cena, Cody Rhodes, they're night two. So I would assume that Gunther, Jay, night one. I would also assume I would assume that the men's U.S. title and the IC title opposite nights, so those are going to be split up as well. So we can probably hope for Bron Breakker, Penta, and so on and so forth, night two. What kind of super chats and humper chats y'all got for me today? Jake from the Windy City says, are we forgetting Heyman healing on Punk in 2013? Yeah, a little bit. Time heals all wounds in that situation. And 9 years, almost 10 years away, they kind of let that one go. So Heyman comes out and Rollins interrupts him. And Rollins going heavy heel here. Rollins is like, you're just ruining it. You're complicating things. You're screwing up everything. I don't want them to have excuses. I don't want somebody in his corner that's supposed to be in his corner. I don't want that. He's like, what I want is you to get out of the way. That way, there are no excuses. And then he goes, well, maybe I'll just get you out of my way. Now, my question is, what took Punk so long? We saw him there talking to Bert Kreischer this afternoon. At what other point was he going to come out on this show? Was he leaving right before Paul Heyman went out there? You know how this works. It didn't make any sense for them to wait this long. But I did love that Heyman gave it back to Rollins and was like, don't put your hands on me. And Rollins did lean very heelish, as did Roman Reigns on Friday. Now, if you watch the Friday post-SmackDown show that I popped up on, I said that Roman Reigns was never a real babyface. He simply went away and there were less likable people that he was facing. He didn't do anything to turn babyface. Other people were just jerks to him. And then he got a few babyfaces to help him, many of which included his family. And another one included Paul Heyman having to promise a favor to CM Punk, which, as we now know, is Punk having Heyman in his corner. But that's what Seth Rollins, that's the point that Seth Rollins was making. He says Punk doesn't care about Heyman. And the proof was in the pudding. Jeff Hardy showed more urgency saving Matt Hardy in his AEW debut. And I think very quickly, Seth Rollins is becoming this very interesting wild card. I mean, he's already the wild card here. But this very interesting element to this. I really thought that when we saw this program, we would see, you know, more of the reference of the podcast from 10 years ago, make Roman look strong, et cetera, et cetera. I thought we'd get some of that. But I could see, Miguel says, I feel like Seth and Heyman promo made me believe Seth is winning and Heyman is walking out of Mania next to him. That would be very interesting. I would be very into that because it's categorically different. Categorically different. He could say, you know, out of everybody, there's one of you that had the chance to betray me, attack me, leave me for dead, harm me, and didn't. Because when Seth hit the stomp on Punk, he feigned doing it to Heyman, and then he goes, now you owe me a favor. Now, what I love, this was a very like AEW delivered line. It seems like the kind of thing that would happen on a Dynamite, and I thought it worked really well for Seth Rollins and Paul Heyman. Because I believe that Paul Heyman will look at that and say, yeah, I do. You're right. You're absolutely right. Oh, guys. I am exhausted. Hope you guys enjoyed this show tonight. I am hopefully going to get a little bit of sleep. Didn't sleep much last night, but I'm back over on FightfulSelect.com tomorrow. I have got so many stories to write up for FightfulSelect.com. You guys are going to love it. Joseph Moore says, bold prediction for the 2026 Rumble. Liv wins, last eliminating Rhea as a callback to the Rumble. You wish, Joseph Morris. I hope Liv catches fire in a singles perspective because I know that she's got a lot of fans that feel like she was done dirty by carrying a lot of the stuff this year. When Becky went away, when Rhea got hurt, she was carrying a lot of the show and they felt like she was kind of left by the wayside. And I understand that. I understand that. In the weeds run-ins this week. Maybe, maybe not. My wife has the week off, so spending a lot of time there. Demon Diva, great to see you. Love how everyone is ignoring the fact that Paul Heyman is notorious for not paying back. Demon Diva, you know what Seth Rollins could have done? He could have taken a bite out of Paul Heyman's arm and tried to make him eat it like Shauna. You know what, Demon Diva, I'll share my thoughts on Shauna with you in person from Yellow Jackets. Please check out, if you are into the show Yellow Jackets, check out Demon Diva's very successful Yellow Jackets Buzz show with another friend of Fightful, Glenn Rubenstein, who, wonderful gentleman, the man behind the Blue Chew sponsorship, just an incredible fella. But their show was so good. I just watched it because I like them. And then I was like, okay, I've got to watch this TV show. Me and my wife love it. It's fantastic. Guys, I appreciate you all. I appreciate our moderator, Luis. As always, check out Fightful.com. I feel like I don't promote the fact that we have a functioning wrestling news website. Here's a little behind the scenes news. We are going to be migrating that soon to a different sort of back end platform. It's going to have a new little look, all that stuff. We're going to be stepping things up. Very excited, guys. Till next time, we're out.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.